It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
Benji says, hey, JKJ, I need your help settling a debate that's been blowing up my friend group. So here's the situation. Benji says, the other night, one of my buddies called his wife pretty. He's like, well, that's sweet, right? Well, not according to another guy in our group who thinks calling your wife or girlfriend pretty is weird. It's too casual or something. Maybe something you'd say to a stranger or like a little kid.
Yeah.
The friend is saying pretty is not romantic enough. So half of the friend group argued that pretty is totally fine. It's a compliment. But then the others in the friend group were like, nah, it's too low effort. It's something when you're like too afraid to go like full gorgeous or beautiful. You're like kind of timid. You're like, you're pretty.
Timid is a good way to put it, I think.
She says it got even more interesting when one of the ladies in the group jumped in saying that she'd rather be called beautiful than sexy.
Yeah.
And she likes cute over hot. So now we're all stuck. We don't know what to call each other. But bottom line, he says, is calling your wife or girlfriend pretty acceptable, or should we aim higher on the adjective scale? What do the ladies think? And guys, do you consider pretty to be a safe bet, or is it a no-go? Seriously need your help. Hopefully you have fun with this on your show. Absolutely love you guys. Appreciate it. And that is from Benji.
All right, Benji.
Benji wants to know, is pretty okay? If you want to sound off, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649.
All I can think of is my brother, because he would always throw slams at me like, yeah, you're pretty ugly.
No!
You know?
Like, it's a solid slam.
It's a solid slam. So I think it is like, timid is a good way to put it. It's like you're not fully committed to telling somebody how you feel. Like, you're not going full in. That's kind of how pretty falls for me. Unless you are trying to just keep it surface level, right? Like, if you're acknowledging somebody at work, oh, that's pretty. That's pretty.
See,
that's
what I was going to say. Like, if you came in the morning and I said, in a non-creepy sexual harassment type of way, I was like, oh, Katie, you look pretty today.
Yeah.
You look pretty.
That'd be okay it coming from you.
It does have that feel of a coworker maybe saying something to you.
Yes, yes. But if it's like my significant other and they're like, oh, you look pretty today.
I do tell Nick Neck that she's pretty quite often.
Pretty's
and
the
my
word.
Daughter, too, who's and 9. I'm like, you look pretty.
And your daughter, that's okay.
One of the worst emails I ever received from a listener, a lady that just gave me hell, just read me the riot act up one side and down the other, was a couple years ago when we were talking about, I think it was like the Women's Soccer League or something, and how well they were doing or whatever, and we were talking about one particular player, and I just said two words. I go, she's pretty.
And then
we went on with the conversation, and my God, the email I got that was 2 pages long saying, how dare you call another woman pretty? She's much more than that. My daughter, who's 8, that's with me now, is so offended. And I mean, it went on and on. And that email, actually, a lot of the emails I get don't bug me. That one bugged me a little bit.
Because you have a daughter.
Because I have a daughter. I
have a wife.
And I can't imagine going a day without calling either one of them pretty.
Yeah.
I think it's just a nice little, you look pretty today. Oh my gosh, you're pretty.
Well, maybe you need to step it up for Nick Nack and be like, dang, you gorgeous girl.
Damn, girl.
Look
damn.
At you. Hitting it on all the levels.
Well,
like,
I mean,
there
think
you go.
About this. Like, if you're,
what?
If you're calling your wife pretty, that doesn't sound like it's enough to me. That sounds like,
after 20 years, it's enough.
Yeah, but like, okay, but see, like, even Angela texted in. She said, I'd rather my husband say I look nice than pretty.
Okay.
Like, I feel like saying you look nice is worse than you look pretty. Like, you look nice is like, you look nice.
You look nice.
But it's so up to the other person. Like, I got a text, too, that says I'd rather be called hot or sexy.
Than cute
or beautiful or gorgeous. Like, I think hot could be almost disrespectful, where it's almost like, I'm only
Hot's
looking.
Too much.
It's like I'm looking only not at your face. I'm looking at other parts, and that's hot. Like, I think that is like a disrespect thing.
Yeah.
I wouldn't necessarily call someone hot.
Like objectifying somebody.
Yes,
almost.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I had a girl text me saying she would like hot or sexy.
And hot is like guy to guy, almost just a guy saying
to
another guy,
hot.
Like, wow, Katie looked hot.
100%.
And again, who it's coming from matters. Because there's one guy, if he told me I looked hot, I'd be on a plane right now. Like that's.
Oh, but I'm right here, Katie. No.
Okay, calm down.
That's funny.
But no, seriously, like I think it so depends on who it's coming from, because there's a few words like, oh, you look aight, you know, like there's a few things where I'm like, I don't like
aight.
That. I don't like that. You look unique. Like, I don't like that
oh,
word.
Yeah,
pick
that's
a different
good.
Word, you
that's
know? So there's things.
There's things. I will say that the text line is exploding right now. We can read some of these. I'd appreciate it if you guys called. I would absolutely love to talk to somebody, but yeah, ding, 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 ding. Look at this, a bunch of them. So,
yeah,
Rob in Parker wrote in and says, I think pretty is lazy. It just doesn't carry enough weight. He says, if you want to make your wife feel special, go with something stronger like radiant.
Oh, yes.
You are radiant.
See, I think that's a little cheesy. If I
Do
ever
you?
Called a girl radiant, she'd be like, what are you talking about?
I don't
about?
Have radiation. What are you talking about?
I think it's cool to switch it up. Like, you don't have to use the
radiant?
Same word all the time. Yeah, there are so many words out there. Use them.
Isn't
that's
the word
I
used
look.
In Charlotte's Web?
I know.
Radiant?
So?
Ugh, I did not like
you
that.
Didn't like
I don't like radiant. If someone called me radiant, I'd probably.
You look like a spider. How about that?
Yeah,
like,
right. Yeah.
If you want to sound off, we do have a couple phone lines open. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. I'll get you here in the studios with JKJ. Good morning, Amy. Thanks for calling us.
What up, boys and girls?
Hey.
What up, Amy? Amy, you look
new here, man.
You too. You look pretty today. Is that okay?
Oh, thank you, sweetheart.
Oh, you have a sweetheart.
Any compliment.
No.
My ex-husband never complimented me ever. Aww. So, you know, when a guy says anything to me, I'm like, thank you. And I at first, like when I first started dating, I would laugh. And they'd be like, why are you laughing? And I'm like, oh, you're serious. I'm like, oh, okay.
Oh, you're not used to that.
Yeah. I'm like, wow, okay, thanks. You know, I'm like, you look pretty good yourself, you know?
But so you, no. You think pretty is okay, though?
I think pretty is just okay. Yeah, you're fine. Like, oh, if a woman gets upset that they're being called pretty and not glamorous or gorgeous or whatever, like, I'm sorry. Like, maybe she's like more high maintenance than I am.
I'm glad you said it.
I don't wear makeup. I don't do any of that stuff. So if somebody were to give me any compliment, yeah. I just thank you, you know?
Do you need thank a man you. In your life, Amy? Are you looking for a man?
I do. And yeah. Hey, is Josh still available?
Yeah.
Right. Single men.
He just ran in the other room to get some more phone calls. But yeah, he is, so you never know. Put some makeup on first though.
Exactly.
All right, Amy.
I know. See, that's me. I can't do it. You guys, I enjoy you. I gotta get back to prepping some nachos for the day, okay?
Oh, you do you, girl. All right. Bye,
bye
Amy.
Have a great
bye.
Day.
Bye.
Bye.
You guys.
She's funny.
You didn't hear her, but she hit on
she
you,
Josh. Wants you, Josh.
She wants
bad.
You bad.
Well, you know, thanks,
just,
Amy.
Just takes it.
Thank
like,
you, Amy. That's so
that's
sweet.
The norm.
Here's it's another sweet. Guy. Chad wants to sound off. Chad, you look pretty today.
Why, thank you. That's very kind of you.
Absolutely, my friend. So what are your thoughts on the pretty debate here?
Yeah, I personally don't have a problem using that term. Perhaps I'm biased because I've been in a committed relationship for over half my life, but I usually use things like pretty or beautiful, and I tend to think those work well. I think once you get into the bigger things like exquisite or radiant, you're starting to get borderline cringe, like a painting.
Thank you.
That is
really?
A little cringe.
You.
I it's... think that's reserved for nights when, too, like, she's really, like, dressed to the nines.
Yeah. Yes.
The little black dress, the jewelry, the hair's done. That's when you say radiant, but
even
stunning.
Then, exquisite? You're right,
exquisite.
Chad. Exquisite. I think my wife would, like, slap me.
Are
She'd
you
be like,
serious?
What?
No, I want you, especially Jeremy, since Knickknack's at home, I want you to go home and tell her she looks radiant and see what she says.
When I get home... She's usually in yoga pants and like an oversized hoodie.
Hey, sometimes
yeah.
That's the best look.
Glowing.
Man. Oh,
sometimes.
Yeah. Oh, Jeremy.
Come on.
Bless her heart.
Jeez.
Chad, kudos for you for being in a long-term relationship. Those are few and far between anymore,
they
I feel
are.
Like. Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, buddy. We appreciate your phone call, man. Thanks for calling in. Be safe out there today.
Will do. Thank you very much. You're wonderful humans.
Oh, Chad.
Thanks, Chad.
Thank you, Chad.
See you later, buddy.
Chad,
bye.
You're radiant.
Yeah.
Exquisite. Is this Qua?
Yes, it's Qua.
What's up, Qua?
You're so pretty.
For people don't know, Qua is a long-time listener, big fan of this show. And we
Qua.
Haven't talked to you in a couple months, buddy. Where you been?
I was in Canada recently.
Oh,
dude.
Hey, I know that place.
Yeah. So what do you think about this pretty debate? Are you still single?
Yeah, unfortunately. This might be the year, you know. I'm hoping I'm putting out good energy.
Dude, yeah.
Yeah.
2025 is your year.
Yeah.
what are your thoughts on pretty then? You don't have anybody to say that they're pretty to.
I can say it to you guys.
There you go.
Who's the prettiest?
Who's the prettiest? What else you want to say, buddy? Anything?
I think it's a little too casual when you're in a relationship. I think it's more like when you're attracted to somebody, like you want to be like flirty or something like that. Someone will catch you off guard. But
yeah, not to be I'm not making this creepy at all, so don't take it creepy. But it is something that you probably would more say to like a child. You're like, oh, you look pretty.
Yeah,
you got your Easter dress on.
Yeah.
You're so pretty. You know,
yeah.
You're going to church. Oh, you look pretty today. You know, something like that. It is kind of reserved for children.
It's
casual. Jake texted in. Jake from, he said he's in Thornton. Pretty is okay, but it lacks passion. If I'm complimenting my girlfriend, I want her to feel like I am really struck by her. So he's in stunning or hot camp.
Stunning's good. I like
pretty
stunning.
Feels too neutral, says Jake.
Yeah.
So, all right, Qua. Well, good luck finding a lady friend.
Yeah, I'll let you guys know if I find one.
Yeah, right,
please take it easy.
There,
good talking to you.
Good luck.
Funny.
Bye.
We got Danny on the line. Hi, Danny.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
Good. It is so funny how many guys are sounding off about this today. I thought for sure we'd be swamped with the ladies.
Right?
Don't call me pretty.
Yeah.
Are you in a relationship, Danny?
I am. I'm actually engaged.
Oh, nice. Congratulations.
Congrats.
Well done, sir. So what are your thoughts on pretty? Well,
I think it's not specific enough. I think if you're going to say something's pretty, you need to compliment, like, your eyes look really pretty today, or I love the way you dress. I see you went above and beyond because the way that you did your hair makes your, you know, cheeks look nice, or something specific where you're, like, pointing out something above and beyond. Like,
I didn't even think of that. That's a great idea.
Yeah, Danny, that's why
it's
you're
like
engaged.
If your kids come home from sports, you don't just say, like, oh, you did good today. You say, like, I really liked the way that you passed the ball to your friend and you kept your eyes. You're being more targeted in what you're saying.
Yes. Dude, that's solid. Solid call.
Well, because you know if you compliment a specific thing for a woman, she's going to take notice of that. She's going to be like, wow, he really noticed so-and-so.
Yeah.
This. Yeah,
that's
really
extra
good
points.
Advice, Danny.
Yeah, that's
good.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, tell Becky if she's listening that I was paying attention.
There we go.
Is that your hot fiance?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, she is.
Beautiful.
No wonder you're
she's
engaged.
Hot. She's super
I like
hot.
It.
I know her.
Words.
I know
Danny.
Her. Congrats, Danny. Thanks for calling, buddy.
Thanks so much.
Bye. Let's play Russian roulette here and see who this is. Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Hey, this is Jake.
Hey, Jake. What are your thoughts on the pretty conversation?
I think there's a couple things being missed. One is, the first one is that there's this hard line being driven between, like, sexual compliments and non-sexual compliments.
Yeah.
Yeah?
And, you know, I married my best friend, so I give her compliments that are just straight across the board. And being pretty can be for somebody who you're with or somebody who you're just in passing. I kind of think it's just that classic look of right? That is a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
So
if it's used in passing, then it's not special enough, correct?
No, I completely, I'm actually
it's across the board.
The other one.
Okay.
I think it's, right? I call my wife beautiful. I call her, you know, all those fun.
No.
Oh, dude, your phone is dying out. Are you still there?
Shoot.
Hello, Jake?
Yeah. That's not happening.
Sorry.
Man.
Sorry,
so he's
man.
Across the board.
So
he's
so
basically
points.
Just saying that whatever he calls her, it's across the board. It covers everything from are pretty to all the way to sexy.
And
even if he just says pretty.
Complimenting more than just your looks. I think that's what he was going with, you know?
Yeah,
when
that's
you compliment
true.
A partner, it's like, you are incredible. Period.
Yeah.
Like, that's
done.
A good way
well,
to say
I like
it,
like the
right?
specificity of that, of Danny, too. Like, if you're specific about something, you have pretty eyes. I think that actually
I like
makes,
that
it,
too.
Makes it more intimate. And so that's a great point. I liked that a lot.
I'm still going to be in camp. Pretty is fine. Pretty is fine. That's where I'm at. Where are you at, Katie?
I think pretty is reserved for a casual acquaintance, honestly.
I'm with Katie.
Casual.
I think I wouldn't call my wife
I think you got
to
step up
your
game, Jer.
Wait until you're strapped to somebody for 20-plus years.
You're so pretty.
Pretty
sometimes
is A-okay.
They're just happy to get a pretty, They're just happy to get a pretty.
That's so good.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.